Very good to be with you. Now, we weren't going to do this. Phil and I discussed this. We weren't going to do this, but I can't resist. It's Christmas Day. Who's brought a Christmas present with them? I knew you had. Can you stand on your chair and hold that up? Because I think everybody needs to see. Pokemon or something? Is that, what is it? Stand up. Go on, hold it right up. Right up high so everyone can see. Yeah. And what is it? I can't hear. Pikachu. Is that right? Okay. Jolly good. What's that? You'll have to explain to me afterwards what that is. Okay. Anybody else brought Christmas presents with them? Yes, you have. What have you brought with you? You brought a doll with you. Has she got a name yet? Not yet. Be named later. We're going to hear about naming people in a few moments. So you'll hear about that. I brought a Christmas present with me this morning. That's all I wanted to do it for, really. Let's think about that reading. Let's pray. Our loving Father, we thank you so much, so very much, for the gift of Jesus. And as we unwrap our gifts today, we pray that we would remember the greatest gift of all, your Son, our Saviour Jesus. And help us now as we hear again about his coming to engage with him and respond to him as you would like us to. In his name we pray. Amen. So, Mary will have a child, but no ordinary child. He will be created in her womb by the Holy Spirit. And he will be great. He will be the Son of the Most High God. He will be king over God's people. He will rule over God's kingdom forever and ever and ever. Well, that's what the angel had said to Mary some 9 months ago. And now Mary is very pregnant. Let's see what happens next. She and her fiancé arrive in Bethlehem, the royal town, the right place for a king to be born. But they don't go anywhere like this. That's where our royals go, the Lindo wing at the Princess Royal Hospital, or whatever, it's a Mary's Hospital in London. No, they stayed with Joseph's relatives in Bethlehem. We think of them going to an inn, and some of the translations say that, but it was probably to a relative's house, because this was Joseph's hometown, and where else would you go? If you go to your hometown, then you go to Uncle or Fred's or Auntie Joan's. And so that's probably where they went, and there was no room in the guest room for them because everybody else had been there as well. And so they probably had to muck in with everybody else, the whole family and the animals, in one big room. And there, in that one big room, with all the people around and the animals and the hay and the straw, the baby Jesus was born. And so because he was the king, Mary dressed him up, of course, in a Dolce & Gabbana tuxedo and laid him in a faux leather bassinet from Harrods. Well, no, she didn't, did she? Not at all, she didn't. She wrapped him in whatever she could find. Some bits of cloth, some strips of linen. And she laid him where she could find somewhere to lay him. Well, there was plenty of straw and hay around, so she put him in the hay, because that was the best place for him to be, in the manger, soft and warm, if a little bit prickly. So, that's where the king was born. Let's hear what happened next. Mike, would you come and read to us the next bit, please?
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, A Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favour rests." When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which was just as they had been told.
Thanks, Mike, very much indeed. So I need a couple of people to come and help me now. Oh, thank you. Yeah, come on then. That's it. Leave your present behind. Now, one more. Come on then. One of you. Yeah. Go on, choose. Go on, Ava. Your brother's been up once already today. Just hold that for me, please. Thank you. Right, now. Back then, we have the picture of the shepherds, you know, in the nativity with the tea towels and the you know. But we don't really know what they wore, but we do know what the equivalents that people today wore. And you know, well, our Ruthie, she works at the farm. She works with horses rather than sheep. But look, what do you need? You need a pair of good boots. Do you want to put those on? Maybe a bit big. All right. And a nice clean coat. Pop that on with a nice lining there. Keep you warm. And one for you as well. There you go. Some nice wellies for you to keep your feet nice and dry and a nice clean wellies, as you can see. They're genuine. You see, they're genuine articles here. And I think you need a hat. You've got to have a hat. There we are. Have a seat. Shepherds here with your sheep there. Have a little stick as well. There we are. Have a seat. Maybe not on the hay because you don't want to take it with you. So Ava, come and sit round here. And if you want to sit down here, brilliant. Thank you. Great. So we've got our shepherds here looking after their sheep. One behind Mike there, if you can see that one, doesn't look very well. He's a bit square. Easy for carving, I suppose, but there we are. Probably shouldn't say that. Sorry, sheep. So the shepherds, they're ordinary blokes out in the field. Ordinary blokes. And one night, they're sitting by the fire, keeping warm, when suddenly the glory of the Lord shines around them. The angel of the Lord appeared to them. And the glory of God shone around them. No wonder they were terrified. The shepherds knew that the glory of the Lord had appeared in the past in the temple. And that people had died when the glory of the Lord had appeared to them. And they knew they weren't worthy of God. So that blazing glory of God was now right there in front of their very eyes. So the angel reassures them. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This isn't terrifying news. This is good news of great joy for all people. Some people think, don't they, that Christianity is for nice, posh people, educated people, middle-class people. Some people think Christianity is bad news of great grumpiness for a few people. But no, it is good news of great joy for all people, young and old, for plumbers and administrators, for receptionists and nurses, for pupils and teachers, for accountants and carers, for everyone. And that news is, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. God has sent someone to rescue you, to save you from being separated from God for all eternity, and that is a very bad place to be. But the good news is that God has sent his Son to call you back to himself, to the place of great joy, and that is great news. So, where were our shepherds to find this Saviour, this Christ the Lord who had been born? Well, we already know the answer to that question, don't we? Not in a posh private hospital, but in Bethlehem, in a house, in a manger, wrapped in cloths. So this will be the sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Well, thank you, shepherds. You're probably a little bit self-conscious sitting there, so why don't you slip your things off and go to Bethlehem, which is where you were sitting before. Brilliant. Thank you very much. And let's just tone the glory of the Lord down for a moment. Thank you. Say, blinding me. So, an ordinary baby, born where his mother happened to be, wrapped in whatever they had to hand, laid in the only place that was available, that is the sign. That's the sign. Almighty God, the shining glory of God, has come to earth, but look for a baby in a manger. You see why it's a sign? Because surely the king should be born in a castle or a palace. But no. And surely when the king is born, there should be some sort of... You'd expect a royal fanfare from the band of the household cavalry or something, wouldn't you, when the king's born? But no. Instead, we get the heavenly host, the army of heaven. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests. Well, then the angels left and went back up to heaven, and the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." And they hurried off, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. The shepherds, you see, found exactly what the angel told them they would find. And so, when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. You see, it was no good telling people about what they had seen, was there? Oh, do you know what? We saw a baby in a house, in a manger, wrapped in cloths. Yeah? So? Happens every day, doesn't it? No. They told people what the angel had said to them. That they had found Christ, the Lord, the Saviour of the world. It was good news for all the people. And so, all the people who heard it were amazed. They're astonished at what the shepherds had told them. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. You're reminded of that. But as I hinted at earlier, did you notice that when the baby was born, Mary didn't give him a name? She didn't use his name at all. And the angels, they don't tell the shepherds the baby's name. But then, on the eighth day, after when he was circumcised, he was named Jesus. the name the angel had given him before he had been conceived. That's what verse 21 tells us. He was given the name Jesus, the name the angel had given him 9 months earlier. So, do you see again, what the angel had said is happening exactly as the angel said. And so Luke is telling us that everything is exactly as the Lord had said it would be. The baby, the cloths, the manger, his name. And so we should not doubt that the baby Jesus is exactly who the angel said he was. Christ the Lord, the powerful ruler of God's kingdom that will never end, the Saviour who welcomes you and I and all people into his kingdom. It is an open invitation. Well, Mary treasured all these things up and pondered them in her heart. Will you do that this Christmas? Will you take a moment just to ponder what has been happening here at Christmas, back in that stall, the coming of Christ, your Lord, your Saviour? Why not excuse yourself after lunch this afternoon and just go for a little walk or just go and sit in your bedroom for a few minutes and ponder what's happened? And then the shepherds, well, they go away glorifying and praising God. And I wonder if you will do that from your heart as we move forward from Christmas this year. Glorify, honor, praise Jesus, thank him from your heart as we move into a new year in a few days' time. Well, let's turn to him now and let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, once again and forever, we thank you for Jesus. And Heavenly Father, please help us to respond to him as our Saviour. We come to him and we say, we're sorry. We've ignored him for too long. And now, please, forgive us and welcome us back into his eternal kingdom. We thank you that he rescues us and brings us back to you. And Heavenly Father, we pray that you would help us to praise and glorify Jesus day by day in our lives, living as he would want us to live. Help us to do that even today, for Jesus' sake. Amen.